Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for checking out this episode. If it's your first time here, hopefully by the end of this, actually, you'll be so inspired to stay along with us for all the new episodes. You can subscribe, and we'll send a brand new interview to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 3 a week to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, know what's happening in the music world, and all the major spots has us. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you like to get your podcast from. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today I'm going to be talking with comedic legend Harry Shearer. Yes, you know him as a voice of many characters on The Simpsons, or maybe you know him from Spinal Tap, or maybe you know him from his radio show, Le Show. On there, he's been doing some songs where he parodies Trump in the style of Trump. He's actually voicing Trump as if Trump were singing these songs. And now all of those songs will make up a brand new record, The Many Moods of Donald Trump. And that's what Harry and I got to talk about, embodying Trump within a song, using an all-star New Orleans band to get there. We'll talk about the very first single, Son-in-Law, in which he talks about the nepotism of hiring Jared Kushner. And of course, we'll get into how he chooses what to parody. There's a lot going on every single day. Every single day he could pick something. And he does with a lot of those. There's also some interesting motion capture video. We'll get into that as well as using Leonard Cohen as inspiration on one of the songs. That's always perks my ears up right there anytime Cohen is mentioned in our interviews. He'll tell us about some of the other songs too. The time Trump drew a hurricane map. The words, very stable genius. I'm sure a lot of us remember that as well. All that and much, much more. Let's jump into it. Talking about this record, The Many Moods of Donald Trump. It's Kyle Meredith with Harry Shearer.
Hey.
It's such an honor to talk to you, and especially, you know, behind what you got going on right now. You've got a new record on the way called The Many Moods of Donald Trump. We've heard the first single with Son-in-Law. Let's start, you know, 4 years into this administration, when did you know this was going to be your next direction?
Well, I didn't really. I have a radio show every week on public radio, and I do write either a sketch or a song every week about what's been going on in the news. And I just started writing songs as he said things that I found musically funny, and looked back and realized, oh, I think I have an album's worth of songs here. I have more, actually, but I got to pick the best ones. So, as I said earlier this year, I realized I probably could do this. So I went into the studio with my producer and took the songs and tarted them up and made them, you know, presentable for public hearing more than once. You know, when you do it for the radio, you can do it kind of fast and loose, but if you want people to hear it more than once, it's got to be all pro, baby.
Well, you're using a lot of pros on the record, too. I mean, you've got, you know, you're based in New Orleans, I think that's right, and, you know, using... the rich culture you have down there, members of the Meters, Dumps to Funk is on here. I mean, we're talking about some of the greatest musicians of all time. These are your regular band, your buds?
No, I mean, they're my buds. David Tarkanowski, who's the piano player and the leader of the band on this track, is a dear friend. We play basketball together when the gyms are open. But, yeah, I know a lot of the cats in town, and but this band was chosen particularly for this song because it's not a parody, but it's certainly heavily influenced by a New Orleans R&B hit of the 1960s, Ernie Cado's Mother-in-Law, and so I thought it really needed the sauce.
And it's got the sauce. I mean, that, again, I think comes natural with who you got in the band there. We'll further along on that one with Son-in-Law. I mean, every day's a whirlwind, as we've been saying for 4 years. It's almost like you could fit an entire history into every single week that we've been living up to. I am curious about how, you know, if you found yourself sort of directing towards certain things. Like with this one, obviously, we're talking about Jared Kushner. Was there any one event that inspired that?
No, it's the fact that it's sort of conventional wisdom until recently that in politics you don't hire family because you can't fire them, and so you make a decision that seems right at one point in time, but you're imprisoned by it for the rest of the time you're in office, and so it's sort of naturally comic or/slash tragic, so it has the value of when you're writing songs about this guy. You want them to have some lasting power, some staying power, and everything changes every day. That's sort of his MO. But this situation is for keeps, so to speak, so I thought it was a good thing to write about.
As I look, I mean, it's so hard to grasp onto how big of a threat. Like I thought maybe Cheney was going to be the most dangerous person in my lifetime, you know, but I look at Kushner and it's like, now you've got someone who's really doesn't know what's going on, and he, you know, is Kushner allowed, you know, just so much freedom to do whatever he wants in there. Like, do you get a read on, like, is this just a dunce or is this really a dangerous guy?
I'm somewhere in between on that. I think my way of putting it is that his portfolio expands to the limits of his incompetence.
It's a poetic way to put it. I'll bring up the video too, because it's a really impressive video. You guys have used motion capture. I mean, we've been hearing about deep fake and what goes along. You know, something that seems both funny and scary at the same time. Could you tell us how the video came together?
Well, I knew that since the songs on the record are sung in the voice of Donald Trump, a video needed to look like it was sung by Donald Trump. And I, after I made a television series in Britain a few years ago about the Nixon tapes, I swore that would be the last time I'd spend 4 hours every morning in makeup, getting makeup applied, you know. So I wanted a different approach. And just before I got kicked out of Australia when they were closing down, I asked a friend of mine, do you know anybody who has a motion capture studio here? And he connected me to this wonderful little studio in Sydney, Australia, called Electric Lens. And the guy who runs it, Matt, was delighted by this idea. And we were actually using about three or four different technologies. And his experiment was to make them all play together nicely. And we talked about it at the end. And he said, you know, he admitted how nervous he'd been all along because this was the first time he'd made all these technologies play together. And we were, you know, delighted with the result. But we would be on the phone, you know, we were literally doing it remotely, like everybody's doing everything these days. And I was on the phone with Sydney a couple times every week working on this for about the last 3 months.
Well, it paid off anyway. It's really fun to watch how you guys did that. Yeah. You'd said, you know, every song is, I should ask this instead. You're actually playing the character of Trump in every song, or do some of the songs just are about him?
There's only one song that isn't sung by him, and it's a song called He Lies. And it's sort of like if Leonard Cohen were still around. It's just a list song of everything he lies about, with one exception. But everything else is sung by so-called Donald Trump.
Yeah, my mind just exploded to hear what kind of songs Cohen would be singing right now.
The thing is, every song in the record is a different style. But I tried in the songs that Trump sings to have it be in a musical style that he's at least arguably familiar with from his life, you know, from the time that he's been alive or the era that he was around, he's been around. So there's no hip hop and none of that, but it's every song is really kind of a different vibe.
What other subjects do you tackle? What else can we expect from the themes of this? I mean, again, we got the son-in-law version. Was there certain events that you did lean towards?
There are a couple that I memorialized, the event where he drew a hurricane map to include Alabama as one of the targets, which was denied by the Weather Service. But there's also a song called Very Stable Genius, and a song that's called I Never Knew Him, because when a friend of his or associate of his gets in trouble, Donald Trump's usual response is, I barely met the guy. I don't know him. I never knew him. So that's one of the songs in there as well.
And it's the art of satire on here. Is there an obvious line that you have to draw with yourself? Like, satire is one thing, but it has to say something, these songs. It can't just be funny, right?
My kind of funny, I always try to say something. I mean, I rarely just make, I mean, privately I do, because, you know, they come, just jokes come out. But when I'm writing something, I always try to have, you know, some point that I'm making, which carries me through the piece of work. Yeah. I mean, it's everybody, you know, thinks they have a fix on this guy. And mine comes from really the point of view that comes through Mary Trump's book, that he got screwed up by his dad early on and became sort of a very aggressive narcissist. And that's the guy that I'm playing. That's the guy that I'm portraying in these songs.
Well, hopefully you don't have to portray him too much longer after this November. That can be put to rest. But I appreciate what you're doing out there. I appreciate what you're saying. Been a fan for so long. I'll quickly just compliment, you know, one of my first albums. You know, I'm about to turn 40 with Simpson Sing the Blues. So I've been listening to you from all the way back then. Harry,
cool.
Looking forward to the rest of this record, The Many Moods of Donald Trump. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thanks, sir. And the video is up on YouTube right now.
All right, man. Thank you much. Take care.
You too.
My thanks, Harry Shearer. Again, the new record, The Many Moods of Donald Trump. Thanks to you as well for checking out this episode. Again, before you get out of here, I do hope you hit the subscribe button so you can keep up with us and all the interviews that we put out every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Again, a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists and what they're up to. Discover some new ones. Know what's happening in the music world. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. WFPK.org, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Consequence of Sound, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Kyle Meredith. Please like and follow along there as well. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris, the list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.